I live in Metro Atlanta, let's just say. And there's been some that's come across, and I think it's very important to talk about. So, all across the country, homelessness is a big issue. It is a very tough economy, as I can attest to. And where I live, not just specific where I live, not just a city, literally like in proximity to where I live, like there's a big homeless issue where literally entering where I live, exiting, going down the street a mile or two, it's a slew of unfortunate homelessness, drug addicts, all the good stuff. Reason why it's important to talk about is because now it's starting to get some press locally where literally the councilman, I don't know if he's not the mayor, whatever the fuck for our county, for the city. And with the homeless people in our area, a church, it's right next to a Must Ministries, and it's next to a Veterans Affair, which is why a lot of people stay in the area. Because it's where they're going to get help and assistance. And, based on my observation, it is a lot of veterans that are in unfortunate circumstances. And it's where a bus is. So anyone that even is homeless is a way they could come to work, they could get dropped off. And what you see a lot, it's a lot of people that like are really just they get a ride there and just hope to find something. It's people with all their stuff, like they just got kicked out, or they have nowhere to go. And there's a church that helps feed them every day, essentially. And the councilman has come and said that people that are helping the homeless, they're doing more harm than good. They are enabling the problem. Because apparently, people taking care of other people is an issue. When the system and system as a whole has not only failed people on the lowest totem pole, but has even failed people that are out here every day working their ass off trying to make it out here. I can just say myself, like, I'm a healthy guy. I'm fairly young. I'm in pretty good shape. I have a pretty solid resume. And it is goddamn hard as fuck to just get an interview. Like, the job market is terrible. I can only imagine if you're living on the street, you can't even be looking, you can't even appear to look presentable. You don't have the resources to survive on a daily basis. You don't have the resources to apply to positions because it's not the same day and age where you just walk in and ask for a job. Like, that's not how any of this stuff works anymore. And the audacity of these people in political positions that hold office, and I could tie it into across the country. I think New York City is a great example right now. Not to talk about New York City and shit, where with this congestion pricing, the lawmakers that are now playing victim because this one lady who was a proponent for the congestion was apparently quote unquote attacked when she wasn't attacked. I mean, it was just someone that made her feel uncomfortable, yelling at her, saying she fucked us over. She's sitting there playing victim. It's like you're pissing people off. You don't care about the everyday people. You don't care about the people that are actually surviving and the laws you set for the pedestrians. Like the lawmakers, the laws are not supposed to be what's in your best interest, supposed to be what's in the whole public's best interest. And yes, I've lived here for a few years, and I'll admit, it is odd. Like, you pay X amount, you drive literally a mile out, and it's a whole different world out here. It's like you live in an apartment, with a bunch of people that are paying out of their asses just to survive and live out here. You're driving to work 14, 15 hour shifts, and then you're like, I'm literally one or two paychecks of not getting paid to be right out there with them. Like, when you really think about it, you know. Now, they made this too serious, but I think it's important for perspective. And, I was making in pretty decent pay. Maybe not for today's economy, but a lot of people would be very happy with the paychecks I was bringing home. That's the only reason why I've been able to go as long now without a job, is because making what I was making, I'm able to sustain a little something for now. But neither here nor there. But I was fortunate, just so if I go unemployed, I have a chance to survive for a little bit. And when you get councilmen making these stories, like, they're putting these stories out in these local newspapers saying we need to stop taking care of them. It's like, well, we're supposed to be a Christian nation. You talk, you know, this guy is talking about how great of a Christian he is, but then you are telling a church, you are telling the peers, people that want to take care of each other, that understand hard times because we have to live in these circumstances, and you're telling us and these people, these churches that are feeding them, are making sure they have a chance to survive another day, to maybe find hope out there. And you're saying that we're feeding into the problem? Like, these politicians, these people that we vote voluntarily into these positions in power, it's unreal to me. Like, the lack of awareness. I understand it is not a great look. It could propose danger when it's in neighborhoods. Like, I understand, like, it's right by a bunch of neighborhoods that, yeah, it would suck if you pay for a house and live somewhere, have a mortgage. Every time you walk out, you know, it's unpredictable behavior. You get a bunch of people sitting on the curb doing questionable things. You get people under a bridge. You see 10 people grouped up at a gas station drinking and doing stuff. And then you go at nighttime, it's people literally laying on the sidewalk when it's 20 degrees outside, supposed to be snowing tomorrow. And you got people, they're literally going to be, probably die in this weather. Like, that's the crazy part. But we're not supposed to take care of them or help them, giving them shelter at nighttime at these churches. The problem is that these churches, like, this isn't just like some big Joel Osteen church. This is a small church that literally probably doesn't make any money. Especially, they are giving back more than what they are receiving. And the unfortunate part is they have to take care of people that got fucked over or lost in the system, or there were no resources for them to get back on their feet for an extended period of time. So they're in these positions where basically hope is gone. They have to take care of these people more than what you want to help with them. I don't want to name the city because I don't want to give out where I live. But it's a pretty, you know, it's weird how you live someone for a long time. It's something in the back here. Like, you know, I've talked to my girlfriend about this, and even people in my close family, I'm like, you know, it's weird. Like, and side note, they recently shut down this McDonald's nearby where I live. I don't eat at McDonald's, so it's not really a big deal. But it was definitely a place that in the gas station where they would hang out a lot. And they would go inside the McDonald's. You could see, like, they would hang around and kind of loiter. And they'd go inside the McDonald's for any warmth. Probably get some free food or whatever. And then they randomly shut down a McDonald's. I've almost never seen a McDonald's just randomly shut down. Now, granted, no one really likes McDonald's anymore. But, you know, I saw a line at 6 in the morning, so someone's still consuming the shit. And randomly, they went from being open one day, and like 2 days later, the place is boarded up, the McDonald's signs are out, and it now is just an abandoned building. And they put boards around because they know that, oh, if we leave these doors, like, these homeless people are going to sleep. It's like, you guys, like, were more worried about protecting an establishment that serves no purpose except feeds poison to a community anyways, but won't even use the building that is next to a community charity Must Ministries, across from the Veterans Affairs, which is supposed to help veterans, you know, get their, you know, no pun intended, get their affairs in order, provide whatever resources they need. And you're going to board that up so they don't have a place to potentially, at least like the city could take over that property until it's bought and use it for at least just like an overnight something. You know, and what pisses me off, like, I'm not like this, like, I'm not going to pretend I'm holier than thou in community service and volunteering and shit like that. I do care about people. It is unfortunate. You know, we could sit here and complain about how many, you know, imagine, and, you know, it, seeing this stuff, it kind of puts yourself in perspective. Like, I was fortunate enough, like, I am fortunate enough to complain about having a job that gave me too many hours. When there are people out here that a job won't even look their way, won't even take their application, won't even, like, they will lie to them and say we're not hiring, even if they are. They will give them the runaround why we can't hire. And I'm complaining about too many hours. I'm working too much. Like, that's, you know, that's the crazy world we live in. And it's up to us, the ones that are working these crazy amount of hours, to survive and just move a little bit down the line. For what reason? Who knows? Because we do all this work and we are not that far off from being right there. And it really brings things in perspective. Like, man, you know, it definitely reminds us that we are really all equal. Not to be all corny and shit, but you got these councilmen, these lawyers, these people in high positions in these big cities like New York, or in my case, Metro Atlanta, we'll just say, for where I live. And they're saying that, no, we need to contribute to the bigger good, you know, taxes, pay these congestion fees, pay this fee. Oh, we need to pay more for this, you know, this, that. We add gratuity to the budget, like. And we got these councilmen saying, hey, guys, you helping them is feeding into the issue. Well, it shouldn't be relying to us who already pay tax dollars to help, supposed to help with these issues, and it's not being used properly. So individuals with their own incomes that they're going to get no money back for, it's not where, like, you guys, you donate to a charity and you could put it on your taxes and it could be compensated back or it could be used as charitable. We give out of the goodness, people give out of the goodness of their hearts, have no business giving money, have no business giving in good and services. But then we're being told we are feeding into the issue of why they're on the streets, when the reason why they're on the streets is because of laws and things that y'all have put in place. So, as I say that, yeah, welcome. Sorry to take a, whew, that was a pretty intense open, but it's something very close to heart. But yeah, welcome to episode 319 of the Off the Beat Podcast with Clint Nelson. I'm your host, Clint Nelson. Don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Most important, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to suck some titties, even in these cold winters out here, because the nipples are more nippy. recording this on January 8th. Is it 8th or the 9th? January 9th, 2025. At 2:05 p.m. Eastern for the archives. Yes, this is our early afternoon pod. Bringing back the ghost sour watermelon. Yeah. But yeah, and more unfortunate news in America. Yeah, these wildfires are pretty crazy. It's nothing to really make too much fun of, obviously. It is weird how these things have been. These things have been predicted to potentially happen. You know, I remember it was just a few months ago. There was an expert on wildlife. I forgot what, I think it was like a hunting podcast or something. It was like an environmentalist, the important. And he talked about how it's only a matter of time before California with these wildfires, like, it was going to get, there was going to be a very bad incident. incident where it takes over, because with how out of control it is, the wind's blowing a certain way one day, shit can happen. And we're seeing it now, you know. And there's a lot of theories about wildfires. Are they man-made? Is it this and that? And, you know, I don't know, you know, that's a little bit of an issue to get into. I think it's the right time. I will say, you know, there is a lot of weird conspiracies, you know, that when you have too much time in your hand, now I see why, you know, I used to judge people. They get down these rabbit holes about the government and stuff like, oh, the IRS, it's not real, you know. Oh, Federal Reserve. There's nothing federal and there's nothing reserved. It's a privately owned, you know, all this stuff. Like these weird, like, oh, 1910, the Rothschilds and these other three or four monopoly families that we know them as. They created the banking system as we know now, and the banking system is actually private. It's not even government, you know? And it's like, but if you don't pay your taxes and you don't put your money in these banks, you're hiding money. And then they make it a law, and it's all these weird things, but you can't technically, it's technically, they can't find the law about taxes. But if you don't pay your taxes, you're going to jail, you know? It is this weird thing. You know, and I try not to get too, because it's like, the worry about it, you know, it's like one of those things that's interesting to know. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like, and I hate to be, because it's kind of part of the issue, us as people, is we just like, nothing we can do about it. It's like, well, maybe we can't, you know, we can't just go to the IRS and be like, hey guys, I'm not filing my taxes. What are you going to do about it? Because guess what? They will find something to do about it. but it is at least no, like, you know, we just sometimes it opens your eyes up. We're sometimes just blindly. We've accepted things of just like, this is how things are. We don't really. There's people that think they challenge it. But then, like, they never really go deep into it. Like, there are ex-IRS agents. There are ex-people that have worked for the Federal Reserve and stuff that said, the shit's not even a law to do this shit. But no one knows enough to really question it. To really follow through with it, because you're fighting a thing that's bigger than the government that we're, you know, abiding by. But, you know, I'm not gonna get into crazy Looney Tune land. But, you know, Lola's still a baddie. Wait, that's Roger Rabbit. No, wait, Lola is Space Jam. Who's the girl? Is it Jessica Space or off Roger Rabbit? I don't know why, but as a young one, like, you know, the youngest, for the animated, like, you know, is it Jessica? Yeah, Jessica Rabbit off of fucking Roger Rabbit. Yeah, Jessica Rabbit. She was, I don't know what it is, you know, I'm not in the anime. I think that shit still make my dick wiggle. I ain't gonna lie to you. Jessica Rabbit still makes the dick wiggle. It's kind of weird because it's like you're in the animals, are you? I will say, I don't know what this says about me. I've been on a rabbit hole of watching child predators get caught. I don't know if it's a satisfying feeling. I mean, they're satisfied for different reasons. But it is weird. Like, sometimes I think, like, there's no way this shit is real. Like, my thing with these, like, you know, and hey, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for, like, the Skeeter Jeans, the Gideons, these other channels that, like, they're like Chris Hansen's of the current time. Like, they're doing the Lord's work in a more entertaining way. It feels like the camera, like, it feels skit. But there's too many of them where I feel like there's no way someone would voluntarily have their face on the internet being caught and just be like, yeah, put that out there. People will know it's a skit. When it's, there's criminal, there's arrest warrant records. Like, the shit's real. My thing with it, as if you are one of these predators that are getting caught, why are you just sitting there when people catch you? Like, a lot of these cases, the police not even there are visibly seen yet. But they get caught, they have a bunch of people around, and they just sit there, and then they start explaining what didn't happen. Like, no, that didn't happen. They're playing a straight face and, like, lying. And they're just sitting there, like, or they're just sitting there voluntarily answering, oh, no, I didn't text them that. I didn't text. They're like, well, you text him a picture of you doing an act with your dog. And he's like, well, you know, it's for medical. You know, I don't want him to get riled up. It's like, why don't you get him neutered? And he's like, you know, it's just a, you know, it's hard to explain. It's like, why? Just fucking go back in the house and shut the goddamn door. I saw this one where this creepy 29-year-old, it was weird because I'm 29. This man was texting. Or thought I was texting a 14-year-old girl. I don't know what is, like, dumber. You were texting a 14-year-old girl, and you're going to go to a public place, a movie theater, where people are going to see you in public and be like, hey, this weird-looking guy is hanging out with a 14-year-old. Doesn't look like her father or her sibling. And they're sitting next to each other, like, what? I don't understand, like, that rationale. Like, I understand. I'm not trying to give predators ideas here. I'm just trying to get in the mind of, like, how disillusioned, is that even the right word, where you think meeting an underage person where the whole public sees, and there's at least going to be a couple people, regardless of people's moral skills, that be like, this is kind of odd. God forbid if you're around parents that actually love that you're like, you know, what the fuck are you doing? You know, they're gonna find you out anyways. But the weird part is, like, they get caught. Most predators, you know, they would start running and, like, escaping or, you know, not answering questions. Like, they're just sitting there like, no, you know, it's like, well, I didn't know she was 14. Like, in the text message, you said, man, I don't know if I could be with, like, yeah, but we're just chilling. We're just hanging out. And it's going back and forth. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not Mr. Listen to your lawyer all the time. But answering questions when you are caught doing something that you know you shouldn't be doing by someone who is not the police or any type of attorney, shut the fuck up. Like, shit is... They're sitting there trying to rap, like, you know, no, you know, we're just going to hang. Then they make it worse. Like, you know, I always hang out with the kids at the park. Like, what? This guy said, always hang out with the kids at the park. You know, I'm always friends. You know, I was a legend. This guy actually said he was a basketball legend. So he tries to bring them wisdom. It's like, and then his job is literally selling weed and doing, you know, DoorDash. There's nothing wrong with that. But you shouldn't be exactly at the park spreading wisdom. You know, you're not Magic Johnson out here. You know, well, you may have some type of, you know. So I got to finish that Magic Johnson, Larry. Oh, no, was it? Yeah, that Showtime Lakers thing on HBO. It's pretty good. Just haven't gone back around to it. Been near here nor there. These child predators, man. Whew. It's crazy. You really get in the mind of, like, man, like, we hear about it. We know it exists, but to see, like, how many videos of them are just, these are just people that are being caught, and, like, you know, this shit is rampant, and it's people that work at is this one guy worked at the EMS place. He tries, oh, my wife is sending that. Why is your wife sending pictures of you in a thong? You know, to get back at me. Okay, bro. But the weirdest part is how much punishment doesn't happen to most of these people. They get arrested, and they're out of jail the next day, and they're still investigating. It's a crazy world we live in. We got child predators that are in and out of jail, getting this job, the next job, getting jobs in high positions, in real positions, being able to make a living. Then we got people out here on the streets. Didn't really do anything per se wrong. Fell in hard times. Shit happens. And no one would even take their application serious. You know? I'm just saying. It's a weird world we live in, you know. Ooh, that was a big crack. God, man, this world pisses me. You know, I'm not going to complain about the country we live in, because, you know, there's a lot of great that comes with it, But with a lot of greed comes with a lot of entitlement and a lot of self-made issues. And when you have self-made issues, it like feels so much like harder. It hurts a lot more, right? Because it's like everyone saw the trajectory of everything that's happening years ago. Like this congestion stuff has been in the works for years. But what it took for them to put it through, from my understanding, is just the push from, is the push from like groups that want to push it, like activists of some sort. I'm not talking about like the activists we know, but like people that are like, they care about air quality. And it's people that don't, you know, and that's the weird part. And I'm just going by, I'm going to make a lot of assumptions here and I'm going to judge. A lot of people that were supporting these congestion fees, like this one guy that was there, it's like, this is going to be so great. Like these ringleaders are pushing the votes and stuff like that. They were people that didn't even really feel like they were quote unquote New Yorkers. They didn't really feel like they are actually like from New York and live there. If you know what I mean, and I'm not saying if you weren't born there, that doesn't mean that your voice matters any less. But when you're going to be the leader of speaking about something, and it's with the intent of causing everyone's lives more difficult because you care about fucking air pollution. I don't want to be insensitive, but air pollution in New York City is probably like the 80th thing you should be worrying about. All right. And I don't live there. You know, there's a lot of other issues, and all you're doing is, oh, we're going to push more for people to use public transportation. And guess what's happening? Prices are raising on public transportation. So people are just paying more now to ride the bus in more crowded areas. It's already unsafe. Like, it's crazy that we are just okay with, we are just okay with like higher authority just telling us how we can enter places, what we're allowed to do, like stuff that should just be like, I should be able to choose if I want to drive, walk, take public transportation. Like, it should be your choice of what transportation you want to use to get somewhere. And they are really making laws of basically their goal, and it's weird, like they are literally making laws to push people to change behaviors because they know they can't tell you to do, like, you have to ride that. They can't tell you that. But what they're doing is they're going to make your life, they're going to put you in a financial situation because money's always a way you could push poor to middle class people to do what they want to do. And that's what they're doing. But that sounds like a law against itself. You should never be able to make a law where the intent is to push people to do other things. It should either be you can't or you can do this. You know, and people that are supporting this shit, it's not about people like, oh, it's just $9, you know, get your, it's not about the money. It's not, it's the fact that we are just okay with just like, we'll put a price tag and we're going to make it where, you know, fuck you. Like, this is supposed to be people that are supposed to be looking out for the people. Like, less cars isn't going to make the city function any better. But I don't know. I'm stop ranting about it. I'm gonna do some meditating today to relax myself, cause whew, this world be stressing me out, man. I gotta say though, I gotta give it to you, Whole Foods. Fuck you. nah, nothing wrong with Whole Foods, you know. Except if I do get hired that one day, that would be pretty crazy. I will say, during my job process, I did apply at Whole Foods for some positions, you know. Positions that pay, you know. I'm not a, you know. And they immediately, well, not immediately, one of them, I'm going to give a background into how the application, one of them pretty immediately, which is actually the lesser paying one, they pretty immediately declined me because I think I asked for too much money. Which is fine. But don't be mad that I put too much money when there's no clarity of how much the job pays. So I have to research how much this position pays. And the range is fucking insane based off where you live. So I don't know. I applied for another one where it was a, I'll say this one. It was an in-store supervisor where you basically monitor the in-store shopping. So like people that order and the people, and you have employees through the Amazon, whatever, where they do the shopping for you. So when you get there, you just pick it up and all the groceries are already shopped for you. Basically like Instacart, but you come pick it up. And you're basically in charge of supervising all that. It was, you know, okay pay. You know, I'll say, like, the range online said the position was, like, $58,000 a year, $28 an hour. But in my state, Georgia's in the business of fucking you over. It's always less than Georgia. So I was like, I looked at the average. I was like, I'll put even less than the average, it says. I put $25 an hour, and I put like $55 or $56. It took them a little bit longer. They rejected that. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I know that was a main because they always want you to put, like, I'm going by the averages. This is what you pay. Pay me, bitch. Nah, you know, there's no issue I have towards Whole Foods, except I did go there, and I got one of their hot bar foods. I went there early when they first opened. I'm thinking, like, they're going to have a buffet of breakfast, you know? I'm thinking they're going to have eggs, sausage, pancakes, you know, some cool shit, potatoes. You know what they had? You know what they had ready and prepared? They had some powdered fucking eggs, and you could tell. Like, when you start cooking at home, you start realizing how much trash these places put. Whole Foods, trash-ass eggs. Those are the same eggs they use at the Super 8 Motel for continental breakfast. And even those are better. At least those got flop. These things were just fucking straight out of a bag, bro. You're fucking Whole Foods. Tip of the quality, and everything else was great. But the eggs was like, when you cook eggs at home, you're like, wow, fuck you. I will say they're potatoes, and they great assortment. But I literally got chicken nuggets. I gotta say, the chicken nuggets were some next level shit. But the point I'm trying to make is, I was thinking, like, you know, this plate of food, I know they weigh by the pound. This thing's probably gonna be like 12, 13 bucks. I got to the bitch, weighed it. $11.98 a pound. This shit was $21. I'm like, wow, that's a lot of money for an unemployed boy. but, you know, what was I going to do? I need the pre-workout meal. It was leg day. And I'm like, fuck me, fuck. And mind you, this is during when they're looking at my application. I'm like, you know, part of me kind of is like, in my head, I'm like, fuck you. Part of me is like, if they were to hire me, I would lower the prices. Not that I'm in charge of that, but, you know. I would have more prepared. I can tell you that. You hired me, you have more shit prepared. But yeah, I don't know. I probably don't fit the culture of some places, I'll admit. I'm not really sure I'm a grocery store, you know. I'm not, you know, I don't have experience in grocery stores, so. Because even as an employee of a department, if you're walking around, someone's going to walk around and ask you, hey, where's the olive oils? Like, you may or may not know where it is. And you're like, oh, I don't know. And you're just probably like, can you just read the fucking sign? It's not even that big of a fucking store. But goddamn, those prices are insane, bro. Whole Foods actually isn't even that expensive. You know, it used to feel like a lot, but, you know, they do have reasonably priced stuff for their shit, for actual products. Now, you can get the high-tier shit, too, but you can get a good grocery haul for a decent price if you know what you're doing. But, yeah. I just don't think I'm a grocery store type of guy, you know? Because that's the thing. People are going to need groceries all fucking day. There is no stoppage. There is no hiding nowhere. It's people. You work in one area, people are always coming up. Can I try a sample of this? Can I try that? And I would be that person and be like, hey, It's a lot of samples there. You know? I don't know. You know, I will say, you know, just in the business, you know, inside baseball here, of looking, applying for jobs, you realize there's a lot of just basic-ass titles to positions that you read and you do not know what the fuck. Like, 80% of any job that pays over a, let's just say, amount of 20 an hour, all of it is outbound sales rep, this rep, that rep, sells this. And it says you can make anywhere from 150K to 300K. It's like, if you were making 150K to 300K, you wouldn't be posting this on fucking Indeed. I could tell you that. That is not where those salaries, people go find jobs. All right. So don't fall for that. That, you know, they'll say full potential. Uncapped commission. It's like, first of all, if I start selling that much, if I'm making 200K a year for you, what that tells me is that I could just do this shit myself, and I don't need y'all, you know? And you guys will probably start limiting my potential earnings, you know, I know the game. It's all BS. There's no such thing as uncapped sales. No such thing. There's no way I'm going to be bringing home more than you as the owner's going to bring home. There's no fucking way. These places are insane, though, man. It's a lot of wishy-washy. It's a lot of jobs that just, like, they post it to make it seem like there's opportunities out here. There's really not. Mm-mm. Like, take a screen, like, go on these job sites. Take a screenshot of whatever range you're looking for. Take screenshots of, like, the first three pages. I guarantee you 3 months from now, pull that screenshot side by side, pull it up again. It's going to be like at least 30, 40% of those. It's going to be the same fucking jobs. It's going to be the same ones. Yeah. I don't know. I was starting to, you know, I used to love when people say they wouldn't hire me because I'm overqualified. I'm going to start going around saying that, you know, I guess I'm just overqualified. You know, they're scared. I might make them too much money, honey. I'm causing too much economic growth for the company. I don't know what to tell you. It's intimidating. For the first time, I'm a minority. Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy. That would be, and you know what the funniest part is, that shit actually does happen. Is a lot of jobs aren't actually looking to hire the best person. Just ask Fox Sports. But, by the way, not to beat a dead horse. But, you know, this, you know what's odd about the FS1 thing? It's turned into the scandal. People reacting out of shock. Update, it's Thursday. People involved that worked there, Joy and Emmanuel, Emmanuel didn't really do anything wrong, per se. He was just involved. Joy's the one that did the weird shit. They've been on TV every fucking day. And, like, nothing's happened. But I will say, I've caught a couple clips of her. She is definitely playing back a little. She is playing very conservative. She is not saying anything crazy. She's not really getting involved in the conversation. She is doing the definition of moderate. Where before, she would always, like, she would be like having the strong opinions along with everyone. Now she's more like letting them and then just kind of following up, asking questions. She's talking the least. Like, she is, she's definitely playing a little like, hey, I'm just here to do my job, you know? It's like, no, you got the job, you know, do the fucking job, you know, you're already here. But the funny part is the reactions with it, like, the more entertaining part isn't even the scandal or the people involved. It's the reactions of everyone every day reacting, like, every day it's getting stronger of, the back and forth of what's right and what's wrong. You know, you got Stephen A. Smith and then the girl on his show defending it, or kind of defending like, oh, people are only acting like this because it's all this stuff. Jason Whitlock is just fucking, you know, he's going in. He's being fearless about it, like his show. That man, every day, he is going. He went after. Today, this dude went after Stephen A. a little bit. But that dude went in on Cam. Because Cam Newton basically said, you're not that guy, pal. Like, saying it was rude that he called Joy peanut butter skin and big cans. You know? Which, look, I will say, like, it is kind of weird, like, to say out loud, like, keep the, like, you know, I had to stay away because I can't control myself. Like, it's like, I get what you're saying, but it definitely does kind of like, you got to be able to control yourself a little bit around, you know, chart. But whatever, I get the overall what he's saying. Like, he's not going to get himself in any unnecessary position, which, you know what, I respect someone who acknowledges, like, they have a problem around certain things and they remove themselves. Than someone who says they don't, and then they're over here, can't control themselves. So at least he's honest about it to an extent. But you know, yeah, Delir, it can sound a little misogynist, I guess, to some people, where he's focused on a rack. And that dude's still calling her peanut butter skin with racks, you know? And everyone's like, how disrespectful, like, that's so disrespectful. And he went out on Cam like, you know, you're talking about this, that, and the other. And he got into like some real deep shit and got into, well, I don't expect much less coming from you. This is him saying it, where you're knocking up girls who look the same, multiple baby mamas that look the same and all this stuff. And so I don't expect you to understand what I'm trying to say. And it's like, whoa, this took a real turn here. So this is the reactions. The weird part, the source of the thing, it always becomes like, over time, it becomes the second, third, or fourth most interesting thing about the thing. It's the reactions in the media, the reactions within the reactions that make the story enhanced. No pun intended. It's crazy, man. Like, Marcellus Wiley, he basically like, shit, the first like full podcast I do with my new crew, well, shit, a lot, some of us worked over there. Let's just talk about it. Basically, like, it parlayed people doing starting a podcast, you know? It's crazy. It is odd that, like, with each day they're on TV, no response from the individuals. And I know they're probably being advised by lawyers and shit like that. But my thing is, here's my thing about the whole thing, like, and how it's kind of played out now. We can't, like, when it comes to these media, like, especially sports media, because sports media is the harshest on athletes about this. They are the harshest on athletes. Like, if an athlete, like, when they do off-the-field stuff that is inappropriate or illegal, or they get arrested. Now, this isn't any arrest. Or they do questionable things that are morally wrong, like Deshaun Watson, Ray Rice. Well, Ray Rice is a little bit more extreme, but, you know, you get the point. It's a lot of, like, iffy stuff. He says, she, people involved. And the weirdest part also is a little side note. Joy, imagine being Paul Pierce and Michael Irvin on that same panel, where literally Michael Irvin has had a couple cases where he literally had a similar instance at ESPN and outside of being accused of things of similar nature. And that man, literally, they would either suspend or take time away, remove him from TV, maybe bring him back when things die down. Or just some, like, Paul Pierce just got flat out let go for the off-the-field semantics of how it looked when he worked for ESPN. Like, they actually got punished for things that happened off the court or at their job. Not only, she's not even having the answer for it. And they're just letting her on TV when she's literally in the position that is in the lawsuit. It's like, whether it's true or not, if it's not true, come out with a statement, a legal statement, be like, we're going to fight these allegations, this just isn't true, blah, blah, blah. And because if athlete in the sports world, they would be talking about on these same exact shows every day about what they need to do, how this affects the team, blah, blah, blah. Like, they need to be held accountable, like with Deshaun Watson, everyone in the media, you know, deservingly so to an extent. I get it. But she was definitely also a proponent about, oh, you know, and then start playing, this was a woman and this and that. And we're actually seeing what happens. Seems like when a woman, you know, in this position that got, you know, I'm not saying she got a position because of that. But when that's what the suit states, illegal suit, and you have not responded, it's almost like you're given a lot more leeway than these athletes that you want to be held accountable. And say, oh, this world's unfair, men and women, all this stuff. But what we're actually seeing play out is, it seems like with you, you have got more preferential treatment than anyone else that'd be in that situation. Like, that's where something's, to me, maybe there's just some Uno reverse card they're going to pull out, and they're staying quiet because they have some Uno reverse is going to, this shit's going to go away, or this is all false, she's making this up, I don't know. But they almost are coming off when, see, here's the thing, right? We talk about, with these situations, we talk about victims. Victims of crime and stuff like that, you know, when they talk about these cases of athletes that have these legal cases and victims, he says, she says matters. And they're always thought like, oh, they're always trying to, oh, the victim's shunned out. You know, they're going to get away because they have status and power. They're going to try to hide this. This is why it isn't fair, blah, blah, blah. When now the situation is, they don't even feel like they have to respond because they have such a elitist, they have such a ego mentality, an entitlement, that they don't even have to respond to someone who is accusing them, whether that's the executive, her, and her, of shunning her out, skip offering her whatever. And that dude is still just dropping podcast episodes with his wife about, you know, one time we visited a haunted house. I'm like, this is a bold move, Cotton. maybe those episodes were pre-recorded, but this man, and that's what's got me thinking, like, maybe she doesn't care, or she knew about a long time ago, they've worked it out, or I don't even know, man, or he paid her $1.5 million to shut up. I don't know, you know. It's, but, kind of forgot what I was saying, but yeah, it's just, it's kind of weird how they are being, the people that are being accused are being protected than the actual individual who is alleging these things. When, if this was something they were talking about on their debate hot sports take show, but they want to touch topics that aren't sports related, which is fine if it relates to sports. But it seems like with them, they don't hold themselves to the same standard. Because even if your company is not making you put a statement out, if you are innocent and you think these things are wrong, put one out. Because it's embarrassing for you, because if any of these situations come up in the future and you want to talk about it on your show, people are going to look at you and automatically discredit you. Because when it applied to you, you didn't hold yourself to the same standard to do the right thing. And that's kind of what happened when you got people that have a lot of victim mentality in this world, and they'll resort to cards that have nothing to do with this situation. Like you, you know, and maybe I'm out of bounds, but you being a black woman specifically has nothing to do with how you have to, with how you are being viewed or treated different, because obviously that didn't really matter because you're in the position you're in for skipping the line. Because you cost other people, on top of actually other black men, you know. So if you're going to go the race way, you're still causing your race, people that you're supposed to support and care for as well, and not screw them over in the process. You made, if this is allegedly true, you basically, Marcellus Wiley, basically got let go. Or he decided to choose other opportunity because he's being kicked off one of the original people on the show that made the show what it was. And I'll be honest, like, ever since, like, once Marcellus left Speak for Yourself, I kind of stopped watching, because I loved Colin and Jason. I loved Jason and Marcellus. And I liked Marcellus with Emmanuel. But, you know, they had a really good older wisdom, younger dynamic. But ever since the show just kind of like, it's not the same. It was definitely Emmanuel definitely said it where, like, I'm going to be the star and I'm going to have a cast of rotating characters so I can shine every day and be in control of the show. He wanted that Stephen A type of power. And now the shows like The Facility and Speak, like, they're basically saturated shows. It's a bunch of hot take, no real substance opinions. It's not the same. You know what you're going to get, and it's not really even entertaining at a certain point, personally. This is before all this stuff happened. But yeah, to me, overall, the reactions within the reactions and just how everything has gone down has just reminded me that these people on TV, when they're talking about these moral things of wrong with athletes, like, just remember, like, these are the same people getting paid millions of dollars. So when they're complaining about contracts of others, we should have every right to come out to them about their contracts. What's guaranteed in your contract? What's your injury incentive? What's your, if you get caught sleeping with the executive, incentive? You know, there's a lot of weird stuff out here. So that's all I'm going to say. But yeah. That was episode 319, the Offbeat Podcast with Clint Nelson. I'm your host, Clint Nelson. Don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Most important, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to suck some titties. Woo! That was a good episode. I ain't gonna lie. One of the better ones I've had in a while. Meep, meep. All right, guys. Have a great day, morning, night, evening. And legs.